Good afternoon, everyone. This is Nancy Jutton, the business bio expert and your get known to get paid mentor. And I am delighted to welcome folks from all around the world who are joining us today for the Get Your Client Attracting Story Done Worldwide Virtual Workshop. Thank you so much for making this call your priority today, because what we are going to do is actually get your story done. In the 3 hours that we have together, we are going to go excavating for the magic that is the brilliance that is within you, that your ideal clients want, need, and want to invest into to get the benefit or the relief from problems that are giving them serious discomfort in their business that they want to solve with your expert support. That's what this call is all about. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to bring up the slides now so we can walk through this. How can we make the most of your three-session experience with me as your guide? Because you know what? Today is just the first of three remarkable results-generating calls that will help you get clarity, conviction, and confidence around your message so that you can be really, really ready to get out there in a much bigger way to attract the clients and the opportunities, the speaking engagements, the joint venture partners, and all the other kinds of wonderful opportunities that can change your success trajectory forever. So what would I like you to do as we start today with positive energy and great intentions? I want you to know that there is a private Bye Bye Boring Bio Facebook community that is very vibrant and alive, and it's a wonderful place where everyone in this program can connect, get additional coaching and support around making your bios better so you can welcome all of these outcomes. My assistant, Jackie, will be importing everyone who's enrolled in this program, all 87 of you, into the private Facebook group. And if you are in a hurry to get there quickly, you can friend me at www.facebook.com/Nancy Jutton Personal, where there's no punctuation or in the words. It's Nancy, JUETTENPERSONAL. And I will see your friend request and I'll welcome you to the group. It's not something you need to worry about at this particular moment, but I do want you to be involved in the Facebook group because some people are calling from all parts around the world and are different time zones. And sometimes it's challenging for people to show up live for the calls, but that doesn't mean you can't show up live in the Facebook group, because for the next 3 weeks, I will be checking into that Facebook group no less than 3 times every workday to see who I can help, how I can serve, and how I can turn those bios around to make them client-attracting magnets. So wherever you are in the world, whether you're live on the calls, listening to the replays, or coming into the Facebook group, my intention is to make your stories as good as they can possibly be with my support by you and participating in all the ways that are available to you. I want you to post your best effort bio on the Facebook group. I would like you to comment on the drafts of others to give people encouragement, support, or tough love if necessary. And I want you to see the progress that's being made to inspire showing up at your absolute best wherever you go. Of course, I want you to show up live for the calls if it's at all within your power. And the thing that I really want you to do, because getting seen, heard, and celebrated for your expert status and also compensated for it is something that I know is at the top of everyone's list. So the next call we do is 1 week from today. It's called the Magic Message Lab, and that's where those who might be stuck in a little story struggle and message muddle can call in and ask for help live, and I will bring in the healing. And when that call is over, I want you to be inspired to send me your before and your after versions of your story with a comment about what the transformation has meant to you, because I will be recognizing the top 10 best submissions as a PDF download that everyone who visits my byebyeboringbio.com page can access with one click, no opt-in required. That is powerful recognition for those of you who get your stories done, and if you've been hiding under a bushel basket and have been looking for the opportunity to get out there in a much bigger way, it's priceless value for you being seen, heard, celebrated, and hopefully compensated by the perfect client, joint venture partner, whatever the case may be. So I really want you to play out, full out with me. So what are we going to do today? Excuse me. We're going to create your story to attract clients now, because that is the number one pain and ache that so many service providers, solopreneurs, authors, and speakers are struggling from. They have magic to bring to the marketplace, but they perhaps don't have as many clients as they most would like. So what are my intentions for you? I would like you to have some fun as we create winning results in the time we have together. I want you to step into your truth without apology. As we're here together during this intensive, I would like you to do the best you can to limit distractions. That means closing all other screens, just focusing on what we're here to do today, setting aside your extra electronic devices, closing the door, and giving yourself permission to just be here and now to get this done. Because one of the things I know for sure after talking with and working with thousands of people over the last 6 years is that sometimes people forget to give themselves time to give their story true justice. And that is what this workshop is all about. Let's get this done in a world-class way and get on with it so you can welcome the rewards. I realize that the time we've set aside for this call may be a long time for some of you, but I intend to make it fun. And I also would like you to take breaks as you need to at the top of the hour or whenever nature calls. If it's possible for you to surround yourself with something to drink, a snack to enjoy, a beautiful view to inspire you, please set yourself up so that that is your situation. And there will be moments during the call where I won't be speaking because you will be doing some exercises. And so don't be alarmed if you don't hear noise while we're doing the call, because there will be moments of silence. There are ways to participate during this call to get help. So if you are on the web, you can use the web form and type in a question. And if you're on the phone, you can raise your hand by selecting star two on your keypad. So for right this moment, I'm actually going to check the webcast and see if anybody has any questions there. So I'm making sure that questions are enabled. And I see that Judy Schneider has joined us, and she's looking forward to getting started on creating a dynamic bio and ideas about how to jazz up her copy. Welcome. Debbie Rosenfeld is here from Edmonds. Awesome. I don't see any questions, but I do see people are functioning beautifully with asking the questions. And I have someone asking a question from Denver, so I'm going to acknowledge you now. Go ahead, please, and ask your question.
Yes, I need a password for the webcast.
Oh, okay. It's SEPT17.
S as in Sam, E, P as in Paul, T?
Yes.
22nd?
Like September 17th.
Oh, 17. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, try that, and I'll stand by. It was in the email instructions that were sent out to everyone this morning.
Oh, okay.
But I'm here now to help you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What's your name?
Terry.
Oh, Terry. Okay, good, because there's looks like a foreign name that's coming up in the search box.
Oh, it's probably my business. It's TG Danceport.
Oh, very good. Are you in?
Yes. So click here to blah, blah, blah. Listen in by phone or Skype. Okay.
All right. Well, awesome. Glad we took care of that. All right. And then I'm going to mute the line now. And then I'm just going to go and check to see if anyone has written me. Sometimes when you're doing a call like this, there's all kinds of people that say, oh, my gosh, I couldn't get in, or I'm having technical difficulties, and I'm so just checking in to make sure that there isn't anybody that's having any problems. And I just want to say thank you to my virtual assistant, Jackie, who has taken care of so many wonderful things so that all this can be seamless and wonderful for you. So, okay, so everybody's here and now, and I'm so delighted. So thanks for participating and playing. So let's begin with the desired end result in clear focus. What do I want for you today? A client-attracting story that you love, that creates impact for the people you are here to serve. I already mentioned you will have an opportunity to get seen, heard, and celebrated and compensated for the expertise you own today when you have this done, and that is why this matters. And we're going to have lots of opportunity to get extra help. So let's get started. Today we're going to quickly do a quick quiz so you can actually do the math on how ready you are to get ready, known, and paid. I'm going to reflect on the five steps you need to step through to write a bio that delivers the result. I'll guide you through the great eight story elements, and then you'll actually create your story. And at the end of the call, I will do some hot seats or Q&A, and maybe throughout the call, if people have a desire for help, I'll be here to help you. And then we'll wrap up. So that's what's going to happen today. So this morning, I sent you the handouts for today's workshop, and they were labeled in the email it said, all of today's workshop handouts and supporting templates and tools can be found here, and there was a link that gave you access to everything. And so within that particular email, there are some handouts. And I want you to pull those out right now because there's actually a quick quiz within the handout packet. And I'll just keep talking as you locate it. But the quick quiz actually invites you to give yourself 10 points for yes and 0 points for no in answering some questions that I will read aloud. So I don't want you to get frazzled if you can't find your handouts because I'm going to walk you through them. But I know most of you are really prepared, and so this isn't going to be an issue. So as I ask you these questions, I want you to answer truthfully if you are a 10 or a 0 or somewhere in between, because this is really, really illuminating for what's going to be happening in your business. So the first question is, I describe my ideal client with laser clarity, specificity, and confidence. Yes or no? Second question. When I land on my homepage of my website or blog, this ideal client is called out so the right people know they have landed at the perfect place to get what they need. Third question. The transformation they enjoy with my guidance is compelling and when they gladly invest into to get the relief or the benefit. Testimonials speak the wow with credibility and impact. I am clear about the number one thing or action I want my website visitors to take when they land on my site. The website navigation makes it easy for people to find what they need without looking for a decoder ring. I already publish a regular electronic newsletter to build relationships with those who opt in to learn from my expertise. I offer a special report or other high-value free gift to reward those who make the wise choice to opt in to learn more from me. Next question. I know how many people are on my list today, and I have a big, hairy, audacious goal to grow this number by a factor of 10 within the next year. Sharing useful tips, resources, and strategies through content sharing and speaking is among the ways I build trust among those who follow my work. My signature talk has a compelling title, Key Audience Takeaway Points, and video audio proof to make it easy for decision makers to say yes. I know how to approach the media with a story idea that is timely, newsworthy, relevant, interesting, and worth talking about. I know how to approach joint venture partners in a winning way to create lasting and rewarding relationships. I have a solid base of happy one-on-one clients and now want to grow my business through the power of leverage. And the final question is this one. I have at least three ways to enroll clients into my paid offerings to welcome a profound transformation. These are powerful questions. And so without any shame, blame, or judgment, I'd like you to add up your score and just see the truth. If you have scored 150 points, you are a rock star and are going to be in an amazing position to welcome great success as you tell your story and share it with more of the right people. If you have 0 points, then it's good to know where you stand because we all bloom where we're planted and grow from there. And so it's good to know that so that you can say, okay, I am in the right place and I can't wait to make some progress. So I also want to let you know that a quiz like this can be something very powerful and useful in your own business depending on what problem you solve for your ideal clients. Because what happens for people when they take a quiz, even by filling in the answers with their own pen, is that people immediately diagnose that perhaps there is a missing piece that needs to be filled that requires some action. And perhaps today is the day that the action will take place so that a solution can be close at hand. And maybe you are the solution to that problem. And so hopefully by you taking this quiz, you realize that the bio is just the beginning. It's not where it ends because I know what clients want is to get known and seen and heard in much bigger ways. But unless you're ready to go to the show before you go with the answers to these questions and the support built behind them, sometimes it can be very difficult to get traction. And that's why I wanted to bring this quiz to your attention for those two reasons. Okay. So how can you be ready for opportunity in 5 simple steps? I know for many of you, you listened in to the preview call where I walked you through these 5 steps. And so this is just quick review. The first step is you want to decide what you need right now. And for the purposes of today's call, it is a story to attract clients, and that is where we're focusing. If you're further along and you're ready to invite speaking gigs or media interviews, you can use today's time to use the tools we're going to be speaking about to get those missions accomplished. The second step is to reflect on the who, the how, and the wow. And I'm not talking about you here. I'm talking about who your ideal client is, what stunning results you and your service offerings provide to those people, and what sets you as an expert apart from everyone else who does this so that you can be set apart as the preferred choice. The next step is to prove your value and your impact. What are your credentials, your experience, and your awards? What recognition have you earned? What media credits have you accomplished? And what do clients say about the impact that you make that makes you the perfect choice to solve the problem or bring in the benefit? The next step is to add your personality, because if it reads like wallpaper, it's not going to compel. So here's where we have an opportunity to put in our succinct stories, our sassy sound bites, our authenticity, and do whatever it takes with using well-chosen words to create know, like, and trust so people want to do business with us. The final step is to prepare the right size story for the right situation. And why is this important? Because a client wants to know what's in it for them. A meeting planner wants to know what you speak about. A media representative likely wants to know where else you've been seen before and what sets you apart as an expert who provides compelling commentary. So depending on your audience and your objectives, your right-sized story is going to vary. I always tell people, and I'll say it today, that I recommend you have a 50-word bio, a 100-word bio, and a 300-word bio, because those will be the most powerful tools in the shed that will get used the most often, that will save you time getting ready for opportunities, that will also make it easy for people who are reading them to get what it is that they want. When you have those three simple versions prepared, you're ready to go to the show, and you can glide through the red carpet with ease and grace and look like a complete professional with every move you make. And that would be my hope for you. So let's get started. I'm now going to guide you through the 8 story elements that make the difference for getting this story, getting this done. And the reason it's important for us to go through this process is, in my experience, having delivered this program to over 500 people in the last year, I will tell you that there's a great many people that are reinventing from what they used to do to what they are now doing. And that means we have to find a common thread to weave that body of work together in such a way that clients will find it appealing and worth investing into. So, the first exercise is for you to write down, what was your aha story when you knew that you were destined to do this work you are now doing? You can write down the 2 or 3 facts or circumstances that led you down this path. And if you're stuck, remember the words of Jeffrey Van Dyke, who once said, out of your deepest wound in life calls forth your greatest gift to share. If you got divorced in midlife, maybe you're a joy after divorce mentor because you want to guide people to achieve happiness and fulfillment faster and more readily than you could going it alone. It was the divorce that was your aha moment. So I'm going to just be silent for 5 minutes or 3, and I just want you to try to remember, you know what it is that you do now. Think about what that aha story is that guided you down this path in the first place. And I'll just be quiet as you work, and I'll also tend to questions that may be coming in on the Q&A line. So I'll be back with you in 3 minutes. And for those of you who are working, I am checking the comments and responding privately to you by email with any questions you're asking while you're working quietly so that we can keep things moving and make sure everybody's well served. The reason I think it's important to share your aha story is that people often want to do business with people who do something for a bigger reason than food, clothing, and shelter. And if you were on a path to do this work from the time you were 9 years old, even before you knew what making a living was all about, it lets people know that this is a journey that you do for reasons bigger than the money. It's your unique brilliance to share. And when people have access to that, it gives them that know, like, and trust feeling that they can feel confident that this is your gift to share and they can't wait to enroll with you so they can benefit from it. So I just wanted to mention that. One more minute for you all to do your work, and then I'll be back. Hopefully you're getting in touch with something really personal and powerful and profound that makes your commitment even stronger. In the Q&A. So Amika is asking, what if your aha moment is a tragic incident? Do you think it will put people off? I have had clients who had tragic incidents that were absolutely the catalyst to creating greatness in the world. The key is to get to the essence of the incident quickly so that people can get the wow that's waiting for them. I don't want you to dwell in it, but reference it. And as we move along, I may have an example to share. There's one that's coming to mind about an author whose beloved brother's life was cut short in a farming accident involving a tractor, and that set her on a trajectory to explore what happened with grieving and how her path along to grieve was full of potholes, that she came out on the other side to help people heal from their own tragic losses. But it was like the incident of the brother's life being cut short in a farming accident that set her on a lifelong path to study grief and recovery. We got there very quickly, but there was enough drama in the first line of text to engage people to want to know more. Julie of Orlando is saying, regarding timing of two events, one in 2002 and another in 2007, connecting her aha moment, is it better to do chronologically or to start with the most recent work back? I think the most important thing to do, Julie, is to build a bridge between these two events and why are they linked and how did they guide you? And as we look at your story in the Facebook group or even on today's call, we can go deeper on that. Oh, Carol Stanley says, at 9 years old, she sang and danced on television and the performance bug bit her and she hasn't looked back. Brilliant. Perfect story to share with a few well-chosen words that let people know that you are the perfect voice and presentation skills training coach for them. Brilliant, Carol. Debbie says, my work has been around finances for the last 30 years. However, her aha story came in 2008. After her son passed away, she vowed to God and herself that she would only live from her heart, so she's claiming that she's the leader of the heart who's passionate about business and supporting big-picture CEOs. Oh, interesting. That's profound. Thank you, Debbie. I can't wait to read more about you and help you craft that even more completely. Okay. So, good. Seems like people are really getting in touch with their big why, their aha moment. Good. So the next step in the process is to claim your people, your ideal client, your tribe, your community. This is the thing that I have found in my work with so many clients has been so flummoxing, if you will. People struggle naming and claiming a specific audience that they want to serve because they fear that by going narrow, they might be leaving opportunities on the table. But what we know for sure is that the more specific and terrific you name and claim your ideal audience, the more readily they will identify with you as a service provider who specializes in serving that particular group of people. And they may even be willing to invest more with you to have that specialization to their advantage. So I want you all to get really clear about who your people are. So the best and fastest way to that I've found to help people get there is oftentimes the business that we're here to do today is a reflection of who we are at whatever stage in life we are at where we feel called to serve in this particular way that we do. So who are you? Sometimes you are an avatar for the client you're here to help. I'll use myself as an example. I'm someone who is called to a bigger stage, who is perhaps a little bit introverted, who still has a voice that needs to be heard, and I want to beat the drum to make my difference. And I found that a lot of the clients that are most drawn to me are also called to a bigger stage, who want to build a bigger platform, who might not be extroverted in nature, but appreciate a scholarly, artistic way of getting the mission accomplished. And what has happened for me is I've built a tribe of almost 20,000 people around the world who appreciate the gracious, classy way that I deliver content and information. It resonates with them, and I have a thriving business because of it, because I've been really clear about who I'm here to help. Successful businesswomen and a few really good men who are called to a bigger stage, who want to get ready, known, and paid for their expert status. I've gotten really clear about who these people are, the problem they want to solve, and why it is that I might be able to help them. So if you are not yet sure who your people are, a cheat sheet opportunity is to describe who you are. And if you want to go deeper, you know, you can identify the gender, the age range, values, attitudes, biases, and beliefs. This is particularly important if you're an alternative healer or someone who's in a spiritual space. If you only want to work with spirit-led entrepreneurs or Christian business people, or you offer alternative healing modalities, the people that you're here to serve need to be open to alternative healing modalities and ready and eager to get healing now because everything else they've tried has failed. Is your client introverted or extroverted? What fears, challenges, or problems do they come to you, and what words exactly do they use to describe what's ailing them? And sometimes when you tune in to what people are actually saying, the words those people speak are marketing message gold, because you don't have to come up with $5 words to describe the problem. You just have to reflect the problem as your clients describe it, because your clients are not alone. There are many other people on the planet that have the same problems, and if you use the same words that they use, sick and tired of being sick and tired is a very straightforward way of describing a state of being for a great number of people who are looking for healing. Motivations. What are their motivations? To lose weight, feel great, get in shape. What are their needs, wants? And this is really important, this piece of it, especially if getting paid for your expert status is important. Is your ideal client willing to pay for and able and inspired to pay for the solution that you provide? Because sometimes people go off and create products, programs, and services that they are called to create, but they forget to ask, is there a market out there of people, specific, terrific people, who want it, need it, and prepared and are prepared to invest into it to get the problem solved? This is really, really important, because if you do not target like an audience that wants to pay for the service, sadly, you can be very busy with activities and actions that do not lead to the desired result, which is a balance sheet that's healthy and vibrant. You probably may be running a nonprofit organization, and if that is your desire, I celebrate that. But for most of the folks that are in this program, they want to get paid. Are these people single, divorced, LGBTQ? What are they? Where are they in the world? What might their spending habits be? Are they going to buy on impulse or after thoughtful consideration? Or do they want to buy on sale because that's just the way they roll? What's their body type? Do they have a specific health issue? What's their education, their occupation, or their employment status? So many people who I work with are solopreneurs who are destined to succeed outside of the confines of the traditional cubicle. Are you searching to serve a corporate audience or an independently employed solopreneur? I would like you to take the next 3 minutes to describe as specifically and terrifically as you can the people that you are here to help. It is 12:39. I will be back in 3 minutes, and we will keep this party moving forward. So I'll be right back. Thanks, everyone. Just checking the Q&A to see if anyone has any questions. Oh, this is beautiful. Alina from Chicagoland says, it took her years to heal from a childhood that could have destroyed her. Now, from the perspective of a child, she helps parents evolve to their best selves so they can lead by example and model what's possible. Beautiful. So, Alina, are you a parenting coach? What handle would you give yourself? I think that would be even more descriptive. Debbie says, she works with big-picture, forward-thinking CEOs who get it. They're smart enough to know that they don't have all the answers and they're out of questions. The CEOs who get it create $500,000 and above in revenue, do not have a CFO. Their revenue is increasing, yet they feel their business is not growing. Something they would say is, I know I'm making money, but I don't know where it's going. Interesting. So, Debbie, I'm just curious, are you like an outsourced CFO or perhaps a ghost CFO for forward-thinking CEOs who are excavating for better bottom-line profits? I'm just curious. Carol says, business owners, ministry leaders, stage performers, beauty pageant competitors are those clients that she serves as a presentation and a voice coach. And if you serve all of them, Carol, and that's great, and I know we've talked about this, sometimes when you say you serve lots and lots of people, you cast a net over a large audience, and sometimes some people they self-select out because it feels too broad for them. So depending on where you're showing up online, if you want to be targeting business owners, I think that you might want to focus on business owners. I guess the short answer is look at the way the revenue is flowing. And sometimes this can be as simple as going to a yellow legal pad and looking at your bookkeeping and ask yourself, where's the greatest share of revenue that came into my business in the last 12 months? And of the money that came in, who was I serving the most? Which of these four audiences? If you could find out that 80% of your business was flowing from business owners who wanted to speak from a stage, my advice would be to go where the greatest flow of revenue is already in motion, because you will be in a position to grow that piece of your business even bigger, which would give you the luxury and the joy to serve these additional audiences as secondary markets. But if you could choose a primary market, that would be my recommendation in the general sense for most people who are writing bios. Judy says she's passionate about working with women, entrepreneurs, and women in transition. The latter is her heart. However, it sounds very boring and broad. Any ways to make women in transition a bit more jazzy? Ah, Judy from Healing Through Horses. I do have some ideas on that, and I'm going to ask you a question. When you work with women in transition, there's something that happens. You know, they're in the gap right now. They don't have a destination, but they're on the way to something. When they're transitioning, what is the outcome that they're going to welcome as a result of Healing Through Horses? What big result will happen for them that will get them out of the transition and into forward motion energetically and in every other way? Because if you can provide the answer to that, you know, most folks are not happy staying in the gaps for very long. They want to move towards something better. And if what your company does is guide them to be squarely into the something better camp instead of being stuck in the gap, I think you should speak to that. Alina says she calls herself a conscious parenting coach. The biggest challenge is that she doesn't focus primarily on the parenting, but on the being in the role of parenting. Okay. So the thing about being a parent is the outcome of that is sometimes a little bit hard to put your finger on. And so the question that you have to always ask yourself is, what is going to compel someone to invest money to get that? There was a book, Simple Abundance, Sarah Gibral, I can't remember the author's name, forgive me, but she talked about finding the sacred in ordinary things, and this book, Simple Abundance, became an immediate bestseller because she was basically speaking to parents and people who were overwhelmed with tasks that needed to find the sacred in ordinary things. And And, you know, for the cost of the book, people were able to get present to the moment that was so fleeting. But when someone is conscious to their role of being as a parent, what then happens for them? I want to know what happens on the other side of that so that people will want to buy it. Jessica says, I work with mompreneurs who work from home who are overwhelmed by clutter and have difficulty defining and maintaining the boundaries between home and work. So what I want to know, Jessica, is what happens as a direct result of you working with them? What is the transformation that you provide? Because if they define and maintain boundaries between work and home, what then becomes their new reality? That's what people will be buying. So I would like you to put some attention to what that is. Oh, Diane says, I serve women who want to master their money instead of being mastered by it. Diane, as feminine face of money. Awesome. And I would like to know, Diane, are your ideal clients business owners, women at midlife, professional women? Is there even more specificity you can put around your ideal audience of women that would make people immediately identify with it, even more than the statement you've already provided? Because I think this is very emotional for people, money, mastering their money instead of being mastered by it. I think a lot of people will resonate with that. But I want to know who specifically is most likely to invest wisely in the training or the services or whatnot that you provide so we can call them even more squarely by name. All right. I hope this is helpful for me to comment directly to each one of you, because I really want to create a connection in this community, and I want you all to know each other. And I think that just by the comments I'm sharing, there's great learning to be gained. This is Ami. Thank you for giving me a shorter way to describe your name. And I have an organization called International Cultural Arts and Healing Sciences, and I do speaking engagements and performances for institutions and corporations for adults nationally and internationally, as well as edutainment performances for children and adolescents. I get a larger revenue from higher institutions, but many gigs from educators for kids. Is there a way to have a bio that appeals to both? I know there are riches and niches, but I feel there are two groups. Well, I often say that one bio does not suit all situations, and so it might be worthwhile for you to have one bio or speaker sheet or performance sheet that's catering to speaking engagements and performances, and one for performances for schools, because they're totally different audiences. And I'm guessing that the fee structure for either of these things is different. Maybe the edutainment performances have a different fee structure and the corporate audiences pay more. So I think it's going to be important for you to have two. Natasha from Chicago says she used to be an overwhelmed, stressed out corporate professional who had it all, but she realized she didn't have the fulfilling personal life, nor did she love what she did. Today, she helps driven, overwhelmed, busy professionals have a life they love at work and beyond so they can love Monday mornings. I like it. I totally get it. We know why that's you. And your ideal audience is driven, overwhelmed, busy professionals. One thing I want to know, Natasha, are these women or men? Or is it both? That would be important because we know they're busy professionals, but I have a sense there might be a gender bias here, and I want to know for sure. Richard is saying, are we supposed to post comments and our responses to the worksheets in the window? You are certainly welcome to, and I'm going to try to help as many people as I can live to get this magic of their people during this call, Richard, because so often people need that brilliance reflecting that I can provide. Bob from Canada says, retirees looking to regain a sense of purpose and identity, pursuing a passion that creates a lucrative leveraged income while working fewer hours and enjoying a quality of life that allows them to live, work, play anywhere in the world. Okay. I know who these people are, and I would say, Bob, that if we could get I know who it is. It's a lot of words in one sentence. So I'm asking you to think about making that two sentences instead of one, shorter and punchier. And I wonder if the primary objective, retirees seeking to supplement retirement income with a lifestyle they love, would be a shorter, punchier way to say it. Because of all the things that you're talking about, regaining a sense of purpose, identity, passion, etc., and income, which is the one that is the juiciest and most emotionally resonating for this audience? I think you should lead with whatever is the juiciest, and I don't know who is what that is, but I want you to go into inquiry about it. I'm a CFO coach, Debbie says, and the outcome I provide is clarity for CEOs to ask the right questions to strategically grow their business. And I might add, Debbie, that strategically grow their businesses, are they growing them by 10 times, 5 times, or 2 times? Because if you can strategically grow your business and 10 times your bottom line results, that's a juicy outcome that a lot of folks would gladly invest into to get your insight on their money matters. Carolyn from the Woodlands says, I serve people who want to develop their authentic voice and presence when under pressure. I do think on your feet improv communication training. Okay, she's asking if this is specific enough because she helps people prepare for interviews, presentations, and seminars, and that the transformation of projecting the inner voice outwards is the same. Well, one thing I want to know is, are these, if there are interviews, presentations, and seminars, these aren't just people. These are business people. These are people whose upward mobility is hanging in the balance if they're not able to respond in the moment to an opportunity. I want you to think about who these people are, because it's too generic. People who want to develop their authentic voice and presence when under pressure. People who want to move up the corporate ladder and find that their speaking skills are holding them back. See how that's different? People who want to get in or on the corporate ladder but can't get up because their interviews and presentations fall flat. That's speaking to the pain. Natasha says she works with professionals over 30 who live a life they love at work and beyond so they can look forward to Monday mornings as much as the weekend. Okay, we're getting there. I still don't know if it's men or women, so I'd like to know that. And Diane Jewell, who helps people with our money matters, she works with professional working women. I think that's so much better. Okay, so I don't want to, I will try to come back to as many of these as I can, but we have more content to cover, so I am going to keep moving here. One more. Pam Blackman from Centennial says, I serve women entrepreneurs who are beginning to feel the squeeze now that their businesses are growing and generating steady revenue. I give them back freedom by taking on all their revenue-generating projects. Wow. So what I want to know, Pam Blackman, are you a virtual assistant? Are you an online business manager? Do you serve online women entrepreneurs? What kind of women entrepreneurs? You're giving them back their time. Like you take on all of their revenue-generating projects. That sounds like quite a promise that you're making. So I'm not sure that I believe it. So I wonder if you could give me a few more details so I can understand it better. Because if I'm asking that question, maybe other people would be asking that question too. Okay. All right, so we've answered a bunch of those questions, and we're making it happen. I love it, love it, love it. And I hope you're enjoying the feedback that I'm providing for the people who are asking for it, because that's what this is all about. I want you to engage with me in all the ways that we can so that you can get the help you need to totally rock your business and your results. That is what this is all about. So I just want to encourage you and thank you for engaging with me in this way. Hopefully by now you've got a better handle on who your people are And we'll continue to talk about it in the Facebook group and during this call and in the subsequent calls to come, so you can really love this. Because here's the other thing that I forgot to mention that's perhaps the most important of all. Maybe you saw that movie, Forrest Gump, and there was a sign, there was a popular line in the movie that said, "Run, Forrest, run." And what I want for everyone who's participating in this is when people call you on the telephone or reach out to you on Facebook or meet you at a networking event, you can see your ideal client coming. And you are excited at the prospect of serving this ideal client to create the outcome that you provide. Sometimes when we're in this early stage of business, we just want anyone with a pulse to be paying the bills, and then we wonder why we're so unhappy. If you cannot ideate, when you really get clear about these, you know, CEOs that want to have $500,000 or more in revenue, you know who they are, you know how you can help them, and you're excited to help them. Your enthusiasm to serve them is just glowing out of your fingertips, out of the edges of your hair. This is people you actually want to work with and feel best at your best to serve. So the quality of your life depends on you serving clients that you like, trust, and respect, who have the same feelings for you. So never forget that, because you do get to be the architect of your own business and how, what shape it's going to take, and having the right people on the bus is a big part of it. So the next question and exercise that we're going to do is, what do you do exactly? What do you do exactly? Alice Cunningham, one of my good friends, owns a company called Olympic Hot Tub Company, and she says, you need to make it easy to buy, easy to own, and easy to refer. So when you are verbally describing what it is that you do, or the first impression that someone sees is your bio on a About Me page or on a social media profile, is it immediately obvious what it is that you do so people know how to find you, refer you, and hire you? One of the simplest things you can do is to create a handle for yourself so it's crystal clear what it is that you do with the first couple words. We heard from a couple folks on this call, one person is a conscious parenting coach. I am a business bio expert. One of our people is akin to an outsourced CFO for Fortune 500 companies with 500,000 or more in revenues. What is your handle? Because in a few short words, you can say, you know, I'm a presentation and stage presence coach for busy entrepreneurs stepping up to bigger stages. Immediately they know your handle and what you do. So many people write War and Peace around this particular question instead of haiku. And I heard that quote first from Susan Harrow when she was talking about the power of sound bites, getting to the meat of the matter quickly. So what do you do is a really important question. It's the handle you call yourself, the outcome you provide, and why anyone would care. You know, for those who are struggling with boring business bios and not enough clients, I am the business bio expert that turns those wallpaper bios into client-attracting magnets. Okay, I've said it very quickly. So I want you to have a way to describe what you do. I was talking with Susan Hope Burland yesterday, who is one of the graduates of this course. And she has a very interesting thing that she does, and I just want to read to you what it is that she does as a way to demonstrate how she got to the meat of the matter. She says, I'm just going to read this out loud for you. Parenting coach Susan Burland is fiercely committed to guiding parents of gay youth back to a loving, accepting relationship when they are struggling to accept their child as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Susan guides parents and their kids to communicate effectively, trust one another, and accept one another where they are and as they are. In as few as 6 private sessions, parents of gay youth make great progress to build a bridge back to love and acceptance to last a lifetime. So we know what she is. She's a parenting coach. We know who her ideal client is, which is parents of gay youth who want to get back to a loving, accepting relationship when they're struggling with their kid coming out. And we know how she helps them. She guides them to communicate effectively, trust one another, and build a bridge back to love. Great. I know that there's lots of people that have got kids that just came out where the parents are struggling. Well, who are they going to call? They're not going to call Ghostbusters. They're going to call Susan Berland because these are her people and this is how she helps them. So what I'd like you to do now in the next few moments is actually write down your handle, you know, parenting coach, presentation and stage presence coach, ghost CEO, whatever, outsourced CFO, business bio expert. What is a handle you can give yourself that people can immediately understand, even if they're only 9 years old? Who do you help? And what is the outcome? So let's take 5 minutes. It's 1:03, so at 1:08 I will come back, and I would like you to write down your what do you do statement that could show up in the third person on your about page, in your social media, maybe even on your home page, maybe even as a way to introduce you for a radio show. Business bio expert Nancy Jutton guides female experts and a few really good men to describe what it is they do and why it's cool so they can get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their expert status. Welcome Nancy Jutton to the show. This is your assignment for the next 5 minutes. Please write it down. I'll be back with you, and I will be handling the questions as we move along. Go forth and describe what you do. if you hear my fingers on the keyboard, it's because I'm responding to people's questions that they're posting, and that's part of getting it done. Checking the Q&A to see what's coming up. So Terry Holmes of Denver, serving people of all ages who are looking to connect or reconnect with joy, passion, self-expression, and confidence by tripping the light fantastic through life. This sounds like a calling, and I like it. However, people of all ages is everybody with a pulse. And I'm just asking you, who are they really? You must have an ideal audience. People of all ages who are looking to connect or reconnect with their joy, passion, self-expression, and confidence by tripping the light fantastic through life. It's a beautiful mission, but I don't really know if it's for me or not. I don't know if it's for midlife women. I don't know if it's... what does it mean to trip the light fantastic? It's a beautiful expression, and I love words. But when people trip the light fantastic, what then happens for them? I really want you to get to the meat of that matter, because truth be told, if I were to look at this, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I would kind of wonder, I don't know who you are. I don't know what qualifies you. What's your handle? What is your expertise? That's not answered. The specific audience is not answered. And the yummy, delicious outcomes. When people have joy, passion, self-expression, and confidence, does that mean that they're no longer putting themselves second chair in life and that they're making their dreams come true and that they've recaptured their confidence? I think you need to get a little more clear, Terry. Pam Blackman says that she is a online business manager who manages projects ranging from product launches, creating and managing memberships, overseeing joint venture affiliate programs, and other initiatives that relate directly to revenue generation. Now we're talking. I'll bet you'll be the most popular person in the room. People are going to want to buy this because people who run online businesses are hungry for solution providers to these exact aches and pains. It's so much juicier now, Pam, don't you see? I hope you feel good about that. Bob Cheatham of Canada. He's the Grandpreneur's Mentor, mentoring retirees through the startup of a web-based business that generates lucrative passive income and opens the doors to travel and working from anywhere worldwide. Amen. That is an A+. We know who you are. We know who you serve. We know the outcome you help people achieve, and it's juicy, delicious, and exciting. A+, Bob. Awesome. Debbie is making progress. CFO Made Easy creates a story by taking the numbers and measuring what matters. Now there are new questions for the CEOs to ask so they can now strategically double or triple their revenues. And you might even add faster and more readily than they could before you joined their team. That might be interesting. Good. Great progress, Debbie. Natasha is now declaring her intention to be major. She is the Love Your Whole Life expert who helps professional men and women live the lives they love at work and beyond. So the next question I want to know is, as a direct result, clients are kicking their rut jobs to the curb. They're finding, in terms of what ends up happening for them, there's certain categories of results, you know, in their love lives, in their work lives, in their relationships, in their health. I'm now leaning in and saying, oh, tell me more. So I want you to tell me more. Katie Schneider is a women's empowerment coach who helps women who are entering a new phase of life and are challenged with how to create the next chapter. She helps you identify what's truly important and how to create a life of abundance and joy. Okay. So the part that's missing for me, Judy, is healing through horses. There's something equine about your work that isn't specifically stated. Can they giddy up to the next chapter? If they're stuck between giddy up and woe, healing through horses can be the catalyst to reignite the next chapter of life with spirit and intention. I don't know if that's what you do, but it sure sounds a little bit more aligned with healing through horses than the words that you now have on this comment form. And I would like you to write me back and let me know if that sounds like fun to you, or if it feels aligned to you, or if we totally missed the mark. But I want you to mention something about the horses and the way you describe yourself. Oh, love this, Jill. She's a career coach for unhappy, burnt-out IT professionals, and she helps them find a job where they can be great and feel great about what they do. Jill at thepossiblelife.com. Awesome, Jill. I know who you are. I know who you serve. And I know the outcome. And that's nice. Good job. So then the next thing I'm going to want to know is something like, since 2005, Jill has guided scores and scores or hundreds of formerly burnt-out IT professionals to create this reality in record time, even when they didn't think it was possible and the code didn't seem to add up, something like that. Okay. Elena is a conscious parenting coach who is committed to developing the most awesome role models for the children of our world so they can be led by example to their most empowered life. I love the mission. I know who you are. I know what the outcome is, and I'm just asking, sometimes these kinds of roles can be challenging to monetize, and so maybe in the next email that you send me, you can tell me how you make the most money, because that would be helpful to me to know. Pam's offering me a compliment. Great. If you need an online business manager, and you're an online business owner, someone like Bob Cheatham, the grandpreneur, Pam Blackman could be your new office manager, online business manager, because she handles all the things that need to be handled so you can get on with the business of getting on with it. Oh, here we go. Carol Stanley, voice and presentation skills coach, inspires and transforms shaky, fearful business owners, aspiring singers, and stage performers to confident, poised presenters with attracting presence galore. Nice. I'm not as excited about attracting presence galore because I'm not exactly sure what that means. So think about a more straightforward conversational way to say that. It might be confident, poised presenters who command attention, who command attention and invite applause. Just another way to say it that might be better. Tiffany from Denver helps women solopreneurs follow a system to success. She helps them get out of their own way and guides them on a path to profitability. So I know who it is and that you have a system to success, and you're getting out of their own way would suggest that they have obstacles. And so I'm wondering and curious about what kinds of obstacles they're facing. And the fact that you're suggesting profitability is close at hand, what are the barriers to profitability? Could you be more specific? Because when you say a system to success, I'm not exactly sure what that means, and I think there's more to be found there. Okay. Pam is asking, what if we don't have concrete results yet to address? Do you have some suggestions there? That's a really good question. I do believe clients buy results. And so if you do not have results, but you are trained to deliver them, could you conceivably offer a short-term project to a pro bono client in exchange for a testimonial? Because having two or three compelling testimonials from people who have worked with you and gotten to a great outcome can be very persuasive in building know-like trust. Remember, clients buy results, and even if you're brand new at what it is that you do, they want to know that you have a pattern of delivering a great impact no matter what it is. In my own life, before I started my own company, I worked in corporate life in marketing, communications, and public relations. And I created a lot of compelling results for my fine corporate clients, but when I started out as my own business, I didn't have any clients. So I had to let people know that with 15 years of creating award-winning ad campaigns for companies ranging from Jack in the Box to Taco Time and beyond, I can be counted on to do the same for clients that would work with me today. But I had to build a bridge that built on the results that were relevant and congruent to what I was now going to be doing. So if you don't yet have results in the new business, get some by doing some pro bono work, short hop projects that will give both a great outcome for the person you serve and build a champion in them so they'll go out and beat the drum for you, but also to give you that proof that people can feel confident doing business with you. Elena's continuing to work on her message as a conscious parent, and I still want to know how you make your money, Elena. I need to know that in order to provide more thoughtful comments, because if you're not yet making money, I'd like to know that too. Okay, Terry Holmes of Denver teaches ballroom dance to couples and singles who want to live more fully through improved health and fitness, connect or reconnect to their joy and passion. You see, Terry, I didn't know you were a ballroom dance instructor. Ballroom dance instructor Terry Holmes teaches the joy of dance to those who want to connect or reconnect to their joy, passion, and self-expression one step at a time while dancing to the music. Okay, I'm in there. I get it. I understand it. Richard says he's the rewrite team. He sharpens the messages of written materials, white papers, case studies, web pages, sales scripts, etc., so they communicate success stories and the value of products and service in a fresh, compelling way. Awesome. So one question I have for you is, who are your clients? Who hires you to do these things, Richard? Are they corporations that need compelling case studies that will up their revenues big time? Are they small business owners? Who are your people? Because if you can more squarely identify your ideal people, you can invite more of them to say yes to all of these wonderful rewrites that you do that will bring their successes to the eyeballs of more of the right people who need to see them and more projects your way. Send me a rewrite. Bob says sometimes he finds the words a little flowery and he's unsure how older male clients will respond. Well, then you want to be more straightforward. And if men are your client, you need to tune into their radio station. If they don't understand the language or don't resonate with it, it will not attract them. Okay, we're getting there, Judy. She's a women's empowerment coach who helps women in transition who are stuck between woe and go. Healing through horses is the method that guides them down the trail that will inspire their trot forward with confidence and clarity. I think we're starting to have some fun with this, and I think it's starting to weave in the magic of the healing through the horses. And so we'll just keep working on it, but I think we're starting to get there a lot more clearly now. Elaine Moorhead is a skincare specialist who helps women and men to look... To primarily 25, I don't understand this, should primarily 25 years and above look to maintain or rejuvenate their skin on the most important piece of real estate they possess, they possess their face. Women and men who want to make their best first impression rely on skincare specialist Elaine Moorhead to sparkle at hello, something like that. I got tripped up by primarily 25 years and above. It's a little too clinical. I don't think that's really the right, that's not the perfect way to do it, but we're getting there. We know you're a skincare specialist who helps women and men make their best first impression with gorgeous skin, no matter their age or something like that. Okay, so let's keep moving forward with the presentation so we can get through all the 8 story elements. So we've done some good work here. We know what we do. So this next slide is says Goldilocks had it right. Remember the fairy tale where this one was too hot and this one was too cold and this one was just right? Well, the beauty of Goldilocks is that most clients want a choice of what they can buy to get the problem solved. There are some people that will always buy the Mercedes in the automobile industry and some people that will always go to the Econo ride, and there are some people that want that car right in the middle that's reliable transportation that will get them from here to there and everywhere. The beauty of you as a service provider offering 3 choices to help people get the problem solved is that you probably will do more business with people because you will have budget appropriate ways for people to engage no matter what their situation. If you're a skin care specialist, for example, there's probably varying degrees of complexity to a facial. There's the anti-aging facial. There's the fresh and fabulous facial, and then there's the everyday, got to get it done kind of facial. There are more bells and whistles on the more expensive facial than there are for the grab-and-go facial. The benefit to you is that the more people that self-identify with that anti-aging facial, the more people will choose it and invest into it to get the benefits, the more money that the skincare specialist will welcome. This is true for so many of our businesses. I heard Alex Mondozian, the Warren Buffett of the internet, talking about how to buy a refrigerator, or more to the point, how to sell a refrigerator. And if you were remodeling your kitchen and you went to an appliance store, there could be multiple different kinds of refrigerators. The top of the line refrigerator has everything, every feature and benefit known to man, and even creates special cocktail ice cubes to match your glasses. Whereas the one at the bottom of the food chain just keeps the food cold, and there's everything in between. So when people do business with you, what choices do they have? Because once they find out that you are that person and that you guide people to a certain outcome, the next logical thing for people to consider is what next can they say yes to get the problem solved. So I just want to show you an example and of how I've created a Goldilocks model in my business, because I'm hoping that this will inspire you to create something similar. You'll see that there's like a triangle on the page. And at the very bottom are the things that I love to do to build the buzz for my expertise that are my favorite and most high impact ways to make that happen. And at the very top is the outcome that I want people to achieve, which is to get known, to get paid. So I'm just going to demystify this for you, because if you drew a triangle on a piece of paper, you could create something similar for yourself. So what are my 5 best ways to get known and paid for the expert status that I own today? My best way. Through trial and error and the experience in the trenches, I have discovered that joint ventures with power partners, leading teleseminars, speaking, power networking, newsletters, ebooks, and publicity are my favorite ways to get known and get paid and put a bigger halo around a larger audience of people who can benefit from how I help. So the question that I would ask for you is, what are your 5 best ways to get known and paid for your winning wage? I would like you to write down on a triangle on the very bottom tier what your five best ways are. And if you're not sure, let me save you some time and tell you that the five ways that I've identified here are pretty bulletproof in my experience. If they don't feel right for you, you'll need to choose other choices, but they sure work great for me. Why do I extend my halo around much larger audiences of people, and more to the point, why should you? Because people that find out about you and all of the ways that you help may be inspired to take that first step to do business with you. And in this case, many of you are here because that is exactly the choice that you made. You identified that the problem you needed solved is to get a client attracting bio done so you could attract clients as soon as possible. So you stepped through the front door of my product pyramid to get that problem solved, and you've invested modestly to get the support and the training that you desire. My question to you is, what is the front door offering that you can offer at a price point that feels fair, where you can deliver a remarkable, specific, terrific outcome in exchange for that tuition? This is your front door offering. In the middle of the pyramid is the next step that you take with your clients that solves the second problem. Because in my case, the first problem people have is that their bio is boring and they want it to be more client attractive. When we solve that problem, what is the new problem that is created? People say, wow, I love my story. Now what do I do with it? So I invite them to learn how to take a jump start with me to get that problem solved. And there are some people who want to work with me privately to get a more complete experience and have me holding their hand every step of the way. So you can see that there are three great choices to work with me. What three great ways are there for people to work with you? I want you to think about it, and I want to also show you how the math can work out. And I'm just pulling from air some figures here so you can get excited. The Worldwide Virtual Get Your Story Done workshop is a $497 experience. So let's just call it $500. What if you had a front door experience that was $500 and 100 people said yes to it in a calendar year? 100 people times $500 is $50,000. That's a pretty good income from one stream of revenue. What if you had a $3,000 program in the middle and 50 people did that? That's $150,000. And what if 10 people said yes to your $10,000 program? The beauty of this is that by dividing your energy between three powerful problem-solving solutions, you have the potential to create a very successful business. And that's why I like to show you this slide, because I don't just teach this, I do it and it works. And what's the outcome that we want from today's workshop? We want you to get known and get paid, and that means you need to have specific, terrific offerings that solve problems for people that are serious about investing to get the solutions or the benefits. So I hope you find this illuminating and exciting, because when I first was shown this pyramid, my eyes were just alight with possibility, and I'm happy to tell you that I took action on all the possibility to make it real, and you can do this too. So, since we've been talking about niches that inspire, I want to share some examples that I think are really, really strong, just in case you're still struggling with naming and claiming your people. I help parents who are at the end of their rope successfully stop power struggles, connect with their kids, and restore peace at home. If a parent is struggling in this way, they are already looking for speed dial for a solution. And if you're on the other end of the phone, you just got yourself a client, because there's a lot of emotion, power struggles, connecting with their kids and restoring peace at home. Sign me up if I can get a solution to that, because if I'm at the end of my rope and tearing my hair out, maybe the conflict parenting expert can help me with this. I help people with neurological issues find solutions for making their lives smoother and enjoyable. I help people with peripheral neuropathy customize daily rituals, identify healing opportunities, and achieve greater happiness. I reignite hope for people suffering from chronic pain or emotional distress using acupuncture to provide long-awaited relief. You see how these are really specific and terrific? And the person who's suffering knows immediately that these are the kinds of problems that they can get solved with these people's help. But when you go fuzzy, sometimes it's not such a great result. Fuzzy niche is a fuzzy result. Bobby has been passionately focused on empowering individuals, families, and communities to strengthen their inner spirit and embrace their sacred power through her well-developed trainings and guidance. I just don't get excited about this because she's helping everybody, and she doesn't really tell me what's going to happen once I embrace my sacred power. And well-developed trainings and guidance doesn't excite me at all. It's more about how well-developed the trainings are than how they're going to serve me, the client. Richard helps you, helping others connect with their innate wisdom, creativity, and healing potential. I don't want to connect with my healing potential. I want to heal now. And I don't want to heal others. I want to heal a specific audience. So I hope I'm making clear the importance of having a specific, terrific audience, because fuzzy niches bring these fuzzy results. So I'm repeating myself here, but with the third exercise of what do you do, and we already did that. So now what I want to do is get to why people buy. Why do people buy your product, service, offering, or program? Well, why people buy is because they want to save money or make money. They want to save time. They want to make the most of their time. They want to improve their relationships. They want to tend to their health and beauty. They want to address peace of mind issues that are keeping them awake at night. These are the reasons, they're the triggers that people buy whatever it is that you have to offer. And it's really, really important to be benefit-driven in everything that you describe about what you do. Like, you know, this course we're enrolled in now, the Bye Bye Boring Bio Intensive, the Magic Message Lab, and the Bio Wow What Now Action Session. These are the results-based titles of the three segments of your journey with me that will hopefully bring you to the promised land. I don't talk about generic modules, videos, trainings, CDs, because these things sound like generic things to throw in the shopping cart just because it was something that somebody told me to do. But I'm not excited about a module or training. I want to know what's going to be in it for me. So what I would like this next exercise to be about is, what are the juicy, delicious, intoxicating benefits that your product, service, or offering is going to address in these areas? Money, time, relationships, health, beauty, peace of mind. Choose to where you make the biggest impact in your work, and let people know how much faster, more easily, and more readily they can welcome these juicy benefits when they say yes to doing business with you. So it is 1:35, and I'm going to just be silent for 5 minutes as you describe how clients win when they work with you, and be as specific and terrific in your responses as you possibly can so that we can build this out. All right, I'll be back in 5 minutes at 1:40. All right, I'm going to come back now. I just want to congratulate everyone. We started right on time. We are about an hour and 40 minutes into it, and everyone who started with us is still with us. So that lets me know that you really are getting it done, and that makes me super, super happy because that's what this is all about. Just checking with the webcast to see if anyone's asking me a question because it's all about getting it done. So, Alina, I know you're struggling a little bit. You're helping stressed and unsure parents to develop the confidence, emotional strength, and peace of mind that leads to a full and inspiring life. And are you a conscious parenting coach who leads popular workshops and offers private coaching to guide people to do this? I want to know how people hire you. What do you do for them? How can they hire you? And I haven't gotten the answer to that question yet, so I'm asking you to please provide it. Jessica from Arvada, Colorado says she's an energetic organizer who works with mompreneurs with home offices to give them back time in their day by decluttering their home and workspaces and helping them regrow their personal and professional relationships by allowing them to be completely focused and present during all their interactions. I want to know if you're a professional organizer versus an energetic organizer. And I don't understand the link to helping them regrow their personal and professional relationships by being completely focused during all their interactions. That sounds like you're a relationship coach too. And I think that's cluttering the message. I'm not sure we're there yet. I'm just looking at your message to see if I might be able to help you with something. The cost and consequence of clutter in the home the cost of clutter can have consequences on the home life and everything else. If the cost of clutter is beyond, the cost of clutter is creating consequences that are hurting relationships in the bottom line, it's time to bring in the healing. You're the professional organizer that gets that done. But I think you've got too much going on there to be really clear with you and in a loving sort of way. I want to know what when they get to that now or never place where clutter in the home and their workspace is keeping them from catapulting their bottom line to highest heaven, we just have to get to the clarity around what happens. I don't think you're a relationship coach, so I think we have to be clearer. And Natasha from Chicago says she's the Love Your Whole Life expert who helps driven professional men and women live the lives they love at work and beyond. I help them discover what they really want out of life and get the confidence to say yes to the right opportunities and no to the wrong ones. Maybe one of the things that you're saying here, Natasha, is that you guide your clients to set boundaries so they can love their lives, say yes to the right things and no to the wrong things to have better work, better health, and better relationships. That might be a more conversational way to say that. Bob's benefits that he's providing to his clients are supplemental leveraged income, the opportunity to work on your own terms, freedom to explore passions and relationships, a renewed sense of purpose, live, work, and play from anywhere on the planet. So live, work, and play from anywhere on the planet. Live, work, play, and profit from anywhere on the planet. Add the profit piece there, and I think that's a juicy benefit. Amen. Okay, now we're talking, Judy, of Humans Through Horses. I help women in transition who are at a crossroads in their lives to find clarity, discover what's truly important, and have the courage to get back in the saddle and create the ride of their lives. Okay, now we're talking. That's got some fun to it without being too cute or clever. And it weaves in the whole Healing Through Horses thing. I know who it is. The piece that I don't have is what your handle is, Judy. What is your handle? I'm the business bio expert. Are you Healing Through Horses guide? Judy Schneider helps women in transition who are at a crossroads in their lives to find clarity, discover what's truly important, and have the courage to get back in the saddle and create the ride of their lives. I think we just did it. I'm curious if you like that. Because what I'm doing there, Judy, is if someone's reading about you on the web, they want to know a complete picture of who you are. When you're at a networking event, you are Healing Through Horses, and maybe they already know you. You don't have to describe yourself that way. But when they're reading about you, as their first impression, they should get the full picture. So Richard Lacey of New York says, people buy the Rewrite King services to boost profits, more clients and more sales, to save time by relieving internal staff of tasks they don't do well, and to build relationships with potential clients and to have peace of mind because their problems are getting solved by an expert. The service is high quality and responsive, providing excellent client service. Finally, the price is always affordable and based on results. Very nicely done, Richard. No wonder you're the Rewrite King. It's benefits driven. Boost profits, save time, build relationships, peace of mind, problem solved by an expert. And you might even say problem solved by an expert, like you're the person on they have on speed dial and can't wait to talk to because you're such a joy to behold. You've done a nice job there, Richard. Awesome. So Pam, the online business manager, has trouble articulating benefits. She says she provides peace of mind. They get to know how that everything's being done. They can let go. They save them a lot of money, help them make more money, and free up their time so they can focus on only what they do and should do. So I'll just speak from my own experience with my virtual assistant, Jackie, who I think is just awesome. I make a request of my VA, and immediately she says, I've got your back. The mission has been accomplished. Have a fabulous day. Everything that needs to happen in my business is handled administratively, gets handled in a world-class way without any worry or delay on, so that everyone in my business can be well served. You know, her whole way of being a joy to deal with, and to know that everything's handled. I was even going to post today on Facebook about how much I love my VA because she's so awesome. And if you've struggled with not having a VA that's done a great job, you know the pain of it. So, Pam, sometimes people go to an online business manager because they don't want to have a revolving door of random VAs where one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. You are going to be mission control to manage tasks, projects, and outcomes flawlessly, seamlessly, and with a smile so your client can shine in the ways that they can. I think that might be a way to approach it, because what's the reason people go to an online business manager in the first place? The revolving door of random BAs is not serving them at the higher level of business that they now are ready to deliver. They need someone to manage that in a world-class way, and oh, by the way, it's you. Hopefully that's a little juicier. So Elena, the parenting coach, peace of mind, living a full and inspiring life are the wonderful benefits, but what you're not addressing the way this other example did, you know, there was an example that I just talked about where we said we help parents who are at the end of their rope successfully step into stop power struggles, connect with their kids, and restore peace at home. Does any of that language resonate for you? Because right now, confidence and emotional strength that leads to peace of mind and living a full and inspiring life, I'm not quite there yet. And I want to know if this other language gets to the friction. If they're stressed and unsure, how does that show up? Because in this other example, parents at the end of their rope want to stop power struggles, connect with their kids, and restore peace at home to enjoy a completely different and preferred reality that's more of what they dreamed about when they got pregnant in the first place. That's just a little bit more juicy. Sometimes the dream and the reality are not a match, but how can you consciously guide people to a better outcome with your coaching? Hopefully that's getting a little juicier. Judy, I can't remember exactly what I said, but I think I called you the healing with horses expert, Judy Snyder. And if you go back to the time code of about 1 hour, at 1:45, that would be 1 hour and 45 minutes into the call, you should be able to hear what I said. So Amy Gaston of Oakland is struggling too. She says, I feel like my product and people are more fuzzy in general than I would like. The product is more internal. I get money by the State Department, associations, et cetera, that don't have much drive to deal with social equity and justice issues, but I would love ideas on delicious and tasty ways to get a great handle. She says, Amy Gaston is a speaker, singer, and storyteller who transforms places and spaces through song, sound, and expression. She creates a safe space in a joyful way to talk about hard topics such as race and gender equality and help shed light on ways to heal relationships through powerful and honest sharing. Oh, that's so interesting. I'm taking a moment to think about it. Are you a catalyst for change, Amy? It seems like you are. A joyful way to talk about hard topics such as race and gender equality and shed light on ways to heal relationships through powerful and honest sharing. I need to ponder this a little bit more. So let's play on the Facebook group to see if we can get to it. But I love the words you've chosen, and I know what. You know, I know what you do. I know the outcome you provide through song, sound, and expression. You're engaging people in tough conversation in a way that gets people singing and connecting. Maybe that's something to use. You can try it. Richard Lacey says, the Rewrite King will help you sleep at night rather than worrying that your website homepage reads like a grocery list. The Rewrite King will help you sleep at night knowing that your website creates customers from the first glance. engage customers at first glance. That might be a different way to say that, Richard. Oh, I like this, Elaine. She's a skincare specialist working with men and women to help them achieve their best first impression with gorgeous, sparkling skin, no matter their age. Brilliant. Okay. Pam Blackman liked my suggestion. She says, OMG, so much better. I think I'll hire myself. All right, good. So we're coming along here, everybody. So let's keep moving. We've got some benefits described. Because you know what we're doing? We're pulling these eight elements together because in a few minutes we're actually going to write your client attracting story. It's all going to come together. This has all been for purposeful, productive results. So the next thing that we need to put behind our stories is the power of proof. Missouri is a show me state. Show me, show me, show me. This movie, My Fair Lady, where she says, don't talk of love, da 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 da. If you're in love, show me. So what I want to know now is I want you to write down, why are you the expert that someone should hire? And I want to cover a couple of things. I know there are some people on this call that are just starting out with their brand new business. They're building a bridge from what they used to do to what they're going to be doing next. And that's awesome. And then there are those of you who have traction and want to grow. Either way, it's fine wherever you are. You bloom where you're planted. But what I want you to do is think about why, what qualifies you as this expert? What qualifies you as this expert could be things like the fact that you have served scores and scores of clients, that your best-selling book has transformed the lives of thousands of formerly frazzled parents. It could be that you have graduated 500 happy clients from your worldwide Get Your Client Attracting Story Done workshop in the last 12 months, and you've only just begun to fight to make your impact in the world. It could be that Inc. magazine recognizes you as the guru for entrepreneurial women who are serious about starting home-based businesses, and that's why they should listen to you. It could be that you have, in addition to your PhD and your multiple certifications, you've been recognized by some international body as the X, Y, and Z in your field. And it could be as simple as three amazing testimonials acquired through pro bono work or actual paid work that demonstrate that you are not to be denied. There was a virtual assistant I worked with not long ago, and someone with a big name who was very successful said this about her: ignore this virtual assistant talent to your profit peril. One statement like that on your website is a head turner. It's what I call a sassy soundbite. So whether you've done pro bono work for someone or clients have sung your praises, I want you to harvest the most relevant, congruent, juicy, sassy soundbites that speak your wow as powerful proof that you are the best available athlete to deliver the magic. It is 1:56, and I would like to go to the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. Please write down what qualifies you to do this work, to create these results, and be as tight and specific and concise as you can be. And I will be tending to questions as you do this work. I'll be back at 2 o'clock. So now is the time to write down the power of proof. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to the Q&A to see who's asking any questions. Judy, I just sent you an email, so watch for it. Okay, it is 2 o'clock straight up, and I just want to go to the telephone and see if anybody would like to hit star 2 and offer a comment about how this program is flowing for you, or a specific question that you'd like to ask so that I can engage you and get you all excited. Does anybody want to hit star 2 and make a comment? I'll be happy to acknowledge you. And if you're on the webcast, if you'd like to ask a question, please do. So we have one more hour to go, and we are getting it done, people. We are so getting it done. So, all right. Hopefully you've written down the power of proof. What qualifies you as the best available athlete to deliver the magic? So what's the next step? Why you? Why you? Of all the other people in the world that do what you do, all of your competitors, all of the folks that do something similar, why are you the one that they should choose? Sometimes it's a very personal reason. Sometimes it's something that's going to change the world. But what I'd like you to do for the next couple of minutes is why you? You know, I read to you earlier about Susan Hope Erland, who helps parents with kids that have just come out build a bridge back to love and understanding so that their families can stay happy and vibrant forever. Well, why Susan? Because her son came out as gay, and she's traveled this journey and knows how to get to the other side and understands the fears and the doubts and the concerns, which is why you can trust her to guide you to the outcome, because she's been there, done that, got the T-shirt. If you're just 2 steps ahead of people that you're here to serve, it helps people create that sense of belief that they can get there too if you can be their guide to show them the way. Why me? You know, I've been wanting to help people get seen, heard, and celebrated for their expert status since I was a 9-year-old writing a letter to the Tootsie Pop Corporation asking and telling him that I know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, and I've never told a soul. He wrote back to me and told me that I was one of the few people on earth that knew, and he gave me a certificate to honor my accomplishment. Why do I do this work? Because it makes me feel important, and it makes my clients feel important. It's a very personal thing that I do that helps heal something in me that needs to be healed. I know what it is to be ignored, so I help people get seen, heard, and celebrated. That's how my legacy is alive today, because that's how I help, and it heals me as it heals the world. Why you? And then as long as you're thinking about why you, why don't we double up and tell me something personal about yourself, because this is relevant too. Why should people know, like, and trust you to guide them to this outcome? How many Fortune 500 company CEOs have you guided to double and triple their profits in record time? How many sets of parents have you guided from unconscious to conscious so that they can have the quality of home life that they've dreamed about in the fairy tale of the lives instead of the opposite? How many entrepreneurs, online entrepreneurs, who now have quality of life because this online business manager took over the toil and the trouble of the tasks that were not their zone of genius so that they could make their impact in a much bigger way? So right now, for the next 5 minutes, it's 2:03, write down why you and something personal about you that helps people get to that know, like, and trust place. I'll be back at 2:10. We're getting it done, people. We are getting it done. Sam Blackman. I'm reading your testimonials, and they're very good, and I would like them even better if we spoke about the specific terrifics. Because what it says here is, I had no idea the level of excellence we would reach, nor the magnitude or the wisdom of knowledge she would display during our time together. Wisdom and knowledge is one thing, but outcomes are even better. Pam Blackman gave me back 20 hours a week of my life to do what I love to do so I can make a bigger impact. Pam never stops thinking about what's next and what needs to be done. Pam is a taskmaster who slays the to-do list like nobody's business. She knows the answer before I even ask the question, and she got it done even before I asked. That's even better than what you have now. I want you to speak about the results. It sounds like you manage people. The energy allows her to execute on her plan and motivate others to execute as well. When people execute, what happens? Things get done flawlessly, seamlessly, and effortlessly because you thought through the process so that people wouldn't have to. I want your results and your testimonials to be even juicier. Oh, I love this. Richard Lacey of New York says he's made millions of dollars for clients by conceiving and writing proposals funded by government agencies and foundations, published a full shelf of books and reports, ghostwritten and edited award-winning books and articles, and would like nothing better than to take on these tasks for the reader of this particular bio. Awesome. And what I would ask you, Richard, is these of all these things that you do, government agencies, foundations, published a shelf full of books and reports, are they best-selling books and reports? Are they opt-in generating books and reports? And of all the various things that you do, do you have a favorite thing that you love to do where you could specialize? Because if you could be in your zone of genius doing the thing you love the best, you could probably have a lot more fun and not be divided in your energy over so many different kinds of initiatives, unless that really excites you. But that is a question that I have. Richard says, why me? Because there's nothing I enjoy more than making something important happen that would not exist without my magic pencil, pen, camera, or keyboard. Beautiful. You sound so likable. So the call to action would then be to deploy this magic to your expert advantage. Call Richard, you know, email, call, whatever it is. And Richard Lacey, I noticed you have a Gmail address. This is a general comment about email addresses. When I see yahoo.com, gmail.com, and other kinds of email extensions, that lets me know whether it's true or not that that is a part-time business or a hobby business or a business that hasn't quite declared its intention to be major. I would really like, Richard, for you to have a domain that says rlacey@magicpencil.com. Because I want the name in your domain to speak to the outcome that you deliver. If you go to byebyeboringbio.com, you read about this particular workshop. If you go to getknowngetpaid.com, you land on my website. I want there to be something more than gmail.com next to your name. Magicpencil.com, magicpencilforyoursuccess.com. I want you to have an email address that speaks your wow just as much as your words do. So Natasha has a lovely several testimonials, and they're rather lengthy. And so what I do when I see testimonials, because sometimes the reader wants to get to the meat of the matter quickly, I try to look at the words that the person provided and find the one simple sentence that says it all, and I make that one simple sentence bigger, and I use it as a subheading to appear above the full-length testimonial. So for testimonial 2, for example, I've gained the confidence to step into my career that I never felt before is what happened because they worked with you. Testimonial number 1 could be, I'm in control of my life now, and it's fun and effortless thanks to Natasha's coaching. I just want you to get to the meat of the matter in terms of what the outcome was, because most people won't read 42 lines of text. They'll just read the headline, and if they like the headline, they'll read the rest. So that, I hope, helps you narrow down your testimonials. So here's a comment that is an example of a generic kind of testimonial. With the help of my coach, and I'm going to change the name, with the help of my coach, Mary, I have confronted head-on myself, others, and situations I never thought I could. Coaching has pushed me out of my comfort zone and into a new and exciting world. I have reached new levels with my spouse, children, friends, and most importantly, myself. I've never felt so supported than during my coaching sessions. This same comment could be used for anybody, and it still doesn't speak to the results that I think people want to buy. When we've reached new levels with our spouse, children, and friends, what does that mean? Reach new levels. I've never felt so supported. Okay. But I just don't feel that this comment is as juicy as it could be. What I want to hear is something like, before coaching with Mary, I stayed in my comfort zone. Now I'm living full out and loving my relationship with my spouse, kids, and friends, and myself. It never would have happened without her. That's a more direct, results-driven testimonial that speaks about what really happened. And so sometimes we need to teach people how to write good testimonials. So I'm going to say this URL very slowly. www.getknownagetpaid.com/leave-a-testimonial.com. Leave a testimonial, that's all. If you go to that page, getknowngetpaid.com/leave-a-testimonial, where there's a hyphen between leave a and testimonial, you will see that I train my clients how to provide a juicy, delicious testimonial. You are welcome to harvest the same language and adapt it for your own use, and always ask your clients to provide these ongoing testimonials for you, so that they're juicy and delicious and speak your wow because you taught them how to do it from the first. I think you'll find it very useful. Jill is saying, can you tell us again what type of personal information we should share? What would make someone know, like, and trust us? Is it specific to the work we do? I want you to give people information that's relevant to the outcome that you provide that helps them. You know, like in your case, I happen to know that you are the person who helped IT professionals who were miserable in their work look forward to Monday again. And something personal about you could be that you were once walking many miles in the same shoes and have kicked those shoes to the curb to live a life you love on your own terms. That's what qualifies you to show them how they can do it too. When you're not guiding formerly, frustrated IT professionals to transition to the next great thing, you are doing anything you can away from the keyboard to love nature, life, and everything that's waiting for you. That could be a way to do it. But I just want them to know that you've walked miles in their shoes and that they can trust you to guide them to make the same journey. Where do you send your testimonials? It's not where you send them. It's what you do to showcase them, Judy. So when people read on your homepage, you know, let's just say you've guided hundreds of midlife women to overcome fear and self-doubt and live a life fully expressed because of the healing through horses that you provide. And right underneath that, it says, my life completely shifted in one weekend retreat at the healing hands and hooves of healing through horses. Thank you, Judy. Great. We know what happened. We know what happened. So you use your testimonials on your website, on your marketing materials, just to give additional proof points that what you promise is what you actually deliver. I'm reading another testimonial here. Elena has a testimonial. For all the years of beating my head against the wall with trying to change the world to fit me, Elena taught me to look within, to hear not only myself, but also to see that changing how I react and respond to the world is the real key to life. I've never been so at peace with myself and the world. Thank you, Elena, for opening my eyes to life. Okay. But I'm still confused because I think you're a conscious parenting coach, and then nowhere in this testimonial does it say how you changed their view as a parent or how you changed the dynamic in the family. And that's why I think it needs to be more specific to who you are and what you do, because otherwise it's just flowery words that don't make me want to buy it. And the promise you're making needs to be really clear. And if you're having people be who they are and nobody else, how does that relate to conscious parenting? That's the connection I'm having a hard time making. And I hope that you can help bridge the gap by giving me more information, because it's wonderful to make a difference for people. But if you sell yourself as a parenting coach, this testimonial doesn't say that you helped her with that. And that's why it doesn't work for me. It's not that it's not a great testimonial about what impact you made for her, but I don't think it's going to help you attract a conscious parenting client unless it speaks to that particular outcome. Okay. Here's Carol sharing some of her specific results. Scores of satisfied and happy clients from decades of experience with years of lead work on Broadway productions, television station appearances, and fashion modeling for leading department stores. This is a little bit murky because you've got the same thing in there 3 years. What qualifies, you know, you can feel confident engaging Carol Stanley to guide you to be an awesome presenter and stage performer because she has guided scores and scores of happy clients and also walked her own talk through song and dance and performance on TV, radio, Broadway shows, and runway stages. That might be a way to do it, Carol. Oh, this is nice. Judy Schneider is sharing something personal. Each moment of my life when I was lost, confused, and ready to give up, she reached out to horses and they saved her life. Today she leads healing retreats for those who need the same inspiration and support. Beautiful. Richard says, the most fun I've had outside of work is ultra running, and running another 100-mile marathon trail race tops my bucket list. Why? It affirms my belief in the power of persistence. Yesterday I wrote 20 versions of the headline for a sales letter. I think it's pretty good, but I'll rewrite it again tomorrow. Brilliant. Way to tie in that you're a long-distance runner and that you're relentless in the pursuit of continual improvement, because that will serve you and it will serve your clients. Oh, Judy Schneider wanted to send a testimonial to me. You can go to getknowngetpaid.com/leave-a-testimonial and type it in there, or you can just send me an email just at nancy@authenticvisibility.com if that's easier. I would be delighted to receive your testimonial. And you know what? Speaking of which, because this is all about getting it done and having a before bio and an after bio, for those of you who are here and for those of you who are listening on the replay, what I would love to receive, if you happen to go to byeboringbio.com and you scroll down just above the guarantee, there is a place on that page where you can actually download the very best bios that were submitted during the last session of this workshop. And what I would like you to do right now is imagine how great it will feel when your bio is showcased there next time. Because this page, byeboringbio.com, is clearly among the best visited of all the pages on my website. So if you go to byeboringbio.com, you will revisit the page that you visited to make the purchase in this particular program. But at the very bottom, it says your satisfaction is guaranteed when you take action on what you learn. And right underneath, it says the best transformation gift. Check out the best before and after bios from the last session. Let's get this done so yours can be next. If you click on that button, you can actually see the before and after stories that clients like you submitted last time. And it's a good model because you can see the before and the after, and there's a comment where someone said, what made the difference for me? I would love for you to just to speak from your heart with specific truth and detail about how your bio was made better and your eyes were made wide open about how to make your story more genuine, authentic, and client-attracting. And I will choose the top 10 bios to showcase here, and that would be the best outcome for all of us. So I hope that helps. Bob is saying, I missed what Know, Like, Trust was all about. Bob, what I want you to know here about Know, Like, Trust is if you're the grand purposepreneur that's going to help people have purpose, passion, and passive income so they can live and play and profit and be purposeful wherever they are in their lives, I want to know what qualifies you to be their mentor and what specific terrific detail you can offer so people can trust you to guide them. So you can say, you know, with three successful careers that have created this kind of result, you're now in your encore career is about showing people how they can do that too. You know, having trained under some of the best internet entrepreneurs on the planet and applied their lessons to your expert advantage, you are qualified to show seniors who are vibrant and ready to learn new things how they can profit for the rest of their lives on their own terms, because you've been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and you speak their language and are ready to show them the way in a non-techie, understandable way. That might be one way to do it. So Natasha from Chicago says, why would life coaching clients want to leave a testimonial on your page or anywhere else? Her clients are high achievers, perfectionists, and sometimes more private, given their careers don't necessarily want to broadcast their name and identify their website. So what should I do in this case? Well, the beautiful thing about what you can do, Natasha, is you can use anecdotes and stories. So you could say something like, clients ranging from soccer moms to CEOs to solopreneurs say things like this. And you can just anecdotally capture a soundbite that somebody said without attributing it to their name, their website, or their city of residence. I think what people want to know is that you've worked with people that are like them, and the kinds of things that people say are representative of what they can expect. And that can work beautifully. You know, financial planners are not allowed to use testimonials. And in the medical profession, privacy is really important, and so you're not allowed to do that either. So you be anecdotal. And you know, when people say, working with you healed me in a way that nothing else would, that speaks volumes. So just try to capture the soundbite that they said, and you don't necessarily have to ask permission to use it, because you're not putting their name, as long as you're speaking the truth and someone actually said it, you can say, clients say these kinds of things about the work we do together. It would be my honor and privilege to guide you to similar results. That could do the job. Oh, look at this. Terry Holmes from Denver says, the ballroom dancing coach Terry Holmes has helped hundreds of people put down the remote, get off the couch, and open the door to a whole new world of fun, excitement, passion, and self-expression through ballroom dance. Amen. And so I'm also kind of curious, Terry, when did you start dancing? And something funny and remarkable about you might be that, you know, there's a lot of different dance steps. Like, what's your favorite? Is the one thing you watch on television Dancing with the Stars for up-to-date tips on what to do and what not to do? I mean, you could just sort of have some fun with that. Pam Blackman would like to meet Judy of Healing Through Horses. I looked her up on the Facebook group, but she's not there yet. They literally saved my life, too, as an abused child. You see, people, I tell you that when you engage in this program and you hear the stories that people have to share, your perfect client is going to find you even before you graduate. And when they say yes to enrolling in your program or service, you got your return on investment for this program before you even left the gate. This is why I love doing this so much. So just rest assured, Pam, that you will get to connect with Judy in the private Facebook group, and I will make sure that that happens. Okay. Judy's asking, I want to send my testimonials and have me take a look at them during this call. And I don't believe we're going to have time for that because the next half hour is about you getting your story done. But you can post them in the private Facebook group when you gain admission to it, and it'll be just a matter of minutes, Judy. Is this call recorded? Absolutely. And as soon as the call is over, I just make sure that we captured it properly, and I can post it to the private Facebook group, and I'll also be sending a replay to everyone who is qualified and enrolled to participate in the call. Natasha says, thank you. Okay, good. All right, so here we are. I'm just checking in, making sure everything's good. I'm checking on the Q&A and seeing if we have any compute. I've answered everybody's questions there. Oh, someone's raising their hand on the telephone. I'm going to call you out by name. Someone in Chicago, would you like to say hello?
Hi, it's Natasha. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, okay. Yes. It's Natasha. I think I raised my hand a while ago, so I don't remember what the question was. I might have already typed in the question in the webcast, so never mind.
Well, do you want to make a comment about how this is going for you, or...?
Oh, it's going pretty well. I feel like the part that I'm struggling with is the part around the passion and the, you know, something personal. So I feel like there's so many different things that I could draw from that I don't know which to pick or, you know, how to make it compelling.
Well, I'm going to get a chance to read your story when you create it, so I will help you with that. And the thing that I would ask you to do is, remember what outcome you want to create, remember who your people are, and what one single story could you share that would be relevant, the most relevant, the most memorable, because sometimes people forget that it's that memorable, repeatable piece that's the thing that people are going to remember the most. I'll give you an example from my own life. You know how I said earlier in the call that it's what clients say about you that tends to turn the most heads of all? Mm-hmm. Like, I struggle describing what it is that I do, too. Maybe that's why I do this work. But sometimes when I listen to what people say, it just makes me smile. Because this one woman, Betsy Talbot from Married with Luggage, said, Nancy Judden's like self-esteem in a can. She takes the very best you have to offer and sprays it in the air for everyone to see. You look and sound like a professional just like that. Oh, my gosh. How awesome is that? So
yep.
just something fun and memorable, because that's the thing that gets spoken when I get introduced to a stage, and people are winking and grinning before I get there. So what can you say about yourself that will get people winking and grinning, if that's appropriate for your business, that they say, wow, I can't wait to meet Rosie? Because is that your name, Rosie?
No, I think the phone that I had might have belonged to a Rosie, the phone number that I had. It's Natasha.
Oh, hi, Natasha. Well, very nice to meet you. So I hope that helps. All right.
Yes, it helps. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Okay, so now we're in the final stretch, everyone, and I'm so excited to see everybody still here. It makes me so proud, you know? You know, I promise we'd get it done, we're getting it done. Okay, so this next piece is the call to action piece. This is the most important part. Never forget this. My husband is a certified financial planner, was working with a coach, and the coach says to my husband, what would you like people to do when they land on your website? And it was like one of those, you know, dumb moments. And my husband said, well, I want them to call me to see if I can help them with their financial planning. So the coach says, well, where's your phone number? If you want people to call you, where's the phone number? And it was like one of those, I wish I would have had a V8 moment. So the same day, he asked his webmaster to make clear that the number one action my husband wanted people to take when they landed on the homepage was, please call for an appointment. So my question to you is, and since he's put that on his homepage, he gets invitations to have phone calls all the time, and his practice is exploding, and you can learn more about him at finpath.com. He's a certified financial planner professional. So what is the number one thing you want your ideal client to do when they land on your homepage? What do you want people to do? Do you want them to call you for an appointment? Do you want them to download your special report? Do you want them to make an appointment on your time trade? Do you want them to opt in? I mean, what is it that you want them to buy your book, download a report? One of the biggest mistakes I see people making in this particular regard is they put everything they have, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, you know, go find me in all these places and I can't wait to play with you. But here's the trouble with that. If you give people too many things to do, they won't do anything at all. So my question to you is, if you want to attract clients, what is it that you are set up to do that you could give people an action to take that they will actually take, so you can get some measurement of the result that you're bringing about as soon as possible? So we don't actually have to spend a lot of time on this, because I think you probably can get there pretty quickly. On my homepage, I let people know that if you would like to have a discovery session with me to discuss how the private mentoring program or the Get Known to Get Paid Jumpstart can serve you, I can't wait to have that conversation. I want to talk to people who are serious about getting to a bigger stage, who want me to guide them every step of the way. And if that's you, let's have a chat. That is the number one thing I want people to do. They do have the option to download my Heal Your Boring Bio to Attract Clients and Cash Now Special Report. That's a secondary benefit. But the number one thing I want people to do is call me, schedule an appointment. So my question to you is, what do you want people to do? And be clear about it, because you know what's happening now? We're getting it done. In your worksheet, you received a copy of Bye Bye Boring Bio. And if you have that book in front of you, the electronic version, and you turn to page 48 in your book, we are now going to take the 8 elements that we just went excavating for, and you are going to get your bio done in the next 15 minutes, because it's just a matter of filling in the blanks. We are getting it done right here, right now. So, what does client attracting bio number 3 do for you? It just basically says, start with an inspiring quote that guides your every move and offer attribution to the source. My own example, it's your story, tell it well, Nancy Jutton. Nancy Jutton is fiercely committed to guiding successful female business owners and a few good men to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their expert status so they can step up to a bigger stage and make the difference they're here to make. If you're looking for a proven professional who can guide you to get seen, get heard, get known, and get paid, you've come to the right place. Since 2001, she's worked with thousands of clients who had the same issues and concerns and gotten to the other side to welcome these benefits. Nancy's path to become a Get Known to Get Paid expert started with her first letter to the Tootsie Pop Corporation, telling him how many licks it took to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop. When he wrote back and said she was one of the few people on earth to have a certificate to claim that achievement, she knew that making others feel important was her path in life. Clients say remarkable things about her impact on their life and work, and there I can fill in some of my amazing testimonials. You see how this works? So what I would like you to do is turn to page 48 of Bye Bye Boring Bio and take the 8 story elements that we just went digging for and fill in the blanks. Because in a very short order, your client attracting bio will be done. And we'll be in a position to refine it next week and the week after that to serve all the multiple occasions that you have to get out there in a much bigger way to get known and get paid for your expert status. So this is your invitation to get this done. So let's take the next 10 minutes. It's 2:35. So at 2:45, 10 minutes from now, this is just a matter of taking those 8 pieces that we already went digging for and putting them into this template. And that's as easy as it was going to be. We're getting it done, just like I promised. So I will come back to you in 10 minutes, and in the meantime, I will see if there are any questions I can answer. Oh, my gosh, I'll just send a client up over the phone for $19.97. I just got a result right away. Hot dog! All right. That's wonderful. That just makes me happy. Bob, you'll have to tell me what the secret was. That is the best news I've heard today, 1995. Awesome. Just answering questions that people are asking and sending private emails to people. So if you're asking a question in the on the web forum, just watch your email. You'll get your answer. Natasha said the number one thing she wants right now is to build her list and create a relationship through her weekly e-zine. How is this for a website call to action? Get weekly tips and practical action steps to live a life of bliss and balance. What about get conscious parenting tips and practical action steps to ease the drama? You see where I'm going with this? I think you're the conscious parenting coach, but weekly tips and practical action steps doesn't speak to the specific kind of tips and action steps you're providing. And I want them to be more clear. Elaine, this is a beautiful testimonial. If I were to pull out one word, one a couple words, I saw beautiful results in just a few days. Another one, your eye cream took my wrinkles away. Each one of these little statements could be a standalone sassy soundbite that would turn someone's head and make them want to do business with you, Elaine. So good job. Oh, Bob says, I'm the secret to help him get that 1997 client. Well, that is the best news I've received today. That makes me happy. You know, you invest $497 to learn how to get your bio done. Bob also asked for a consultation on the phone the other day. We had a nice chat. And now he's $2,000 to the good he's gotten his return on investment. And if you're a grandpreneur who's looking to achieve multiple streams of revenue and have purpose, profits, and possibility in your final act, your encore, he's your man. Awesome. Cindy Fleming Alton is saying that she's just starting out in a new field of work and has no testimonials. What can I do instead? In your handout packet, there is an example of something that I did. And I always try to be very transparent in these calls because, you know, whatever success I've achieved so far, I was once a beginner too. And when I started out, I had this company that was helping growing. It said, every growing company needs a storyteller. Let me help you tell yours. This was long before I was just turning the pages into this handout here to find it. Where is that? I know it's here. Bear with me, everybody. In your handout packet, there's a flyer that says, every growing company needs a storyteller. And I said, I build the brand and reputation of fine clients through corporate storytelling, media relations, and marketing communications. Clients like X, Y, and Z trust me to tell their stories and build their brands, and I deliver. I offer 15 years of experience in these roles, 5 key values to find my practice. And this is the point I wanted to make for you, Cindy. What are your values? I said, I work with impact and efficiency to deliver results that matter. I build clients' understanding of the media relations process so the value of my services is clear. I manage client resources as if they were my own. I work with enthusiasm, focus, and commitment to excel. I enjoy collaborative, cooperative client relationships that contribute to a fun and productive work process for everyone. Let's talk more about your story and how I can help you tell it. When I had this in place, I didn't have a website. I didn't have a web presence. I was totally invisible, but I had a one sheet that described my values and what I wanted to do and how I was going to do it. What are your values, Cindy? And how can they be supportive of you creating a great result for your clients? And I see that soulfulcollective.com is your website, and I don't exactly understand what that is, but tell me more about what that is, because if there's a way for you to do some kind of pro bono work, some way to get some proof around it, we have to bloom where we're planted and grow from there. Pam Blackman, I don't understand. You say, so based on what you just said, sounds like 3 power strategies to easier growth probably isn't great. I just need a little context for this. Are you saying that you have a special report called 3 power strategies for easier growth that people can download immediately? Give me a little bit more meat on the bones so I can understand that better, so I can reply properly. Bob says the number one action he wants people to take at Grandpreneur is to lead a weekly teleseminar that features value add for anyone considering starting a new web-based business, especially retirees and those considering retirement options. The teleseminar will also focus on several joint venture partners with aligned products and services so they can be guest experts. It'll be 90 minutes with no opt-in requirement. So what I want you to do, Bob, is give this call a juicy, provocative name. Weekly teleseminar is what it is, but the wow behind it, the retiree power call to power boost your profits in retirement action session. That's too many words, but I want you to, like I used to do these calls for free, let the healing for boring bios begin, the bio doc is in, and anyone could call in and ask me to look over their bio, but the bio doc is in, let the healing begin. You know, the grandpreneur is in to create, to something. I just want there, I don't want you to call it a weekly seminar. I want you to have it a juicy, delicious, intoxicating title that people want to listen to every week. One of my clients is the caregiving without regret expert, Michael Bloom, and he does a caregiving power hour every Sunday night to energize caregivers before the week ahead starts. Caregiving power hour every Sunday night. So what can you call your call? Jill's having a little trouble with the template, so just be kind and gentle with yourself. The elements were created in order. You know, I created, you know, who the client is, why the client. So if you just go back and say, well, who is it for? Like, I'll do this with you. I'm going to try to do it based on what I know about you, Jill. Okay? I met you in Colorado. I'm going to page 48. Jill Falgren is fiercely committed to guiding frustrated IT professionals to look forward to Monday again so they can love their work and enjoy their lives. If you're looking for a professional who can guide you to get to this other side quickly and easily, you've come to the right place. I've traveled the journey you're traveling now successfully to create success and happiness on my own terms, to create a vibrant, successful, profitable business, guiding scores and scores of formerly frustrated IT professionals to a better work life. That's why I can't wait to show you how you can do it too. My path to become a career transition expert for IT professionals like you became clear when I was in your shoes not very long ago. I practiced my own advice and now get to show others how they can do it too. Thousands or hundreds of clients that I've worked with have said wonderful things about how I've helped them. Similar benefits await when you decide to engage with me to get to the promised land with my support. What lights me up about this work is knowing that frustration in an information technology career doesn't have to be your middle name anymore. What sets me apart from others is that my experience getting out of the frustration and into the joy is very recent, true, and can light the way for you. You can feel confident engaging me and to get you to the other side for all of these reasons. Five things about me and my experience that might delight and surprise you are: the last thing I want to do in my free time is sit at a computer. I'm hiking and biking and enjoying a vibrant, healthy, happy life, and I've got the energy to make it possible. Many of my best friends are IT professionals who consider me their best friend because they have lives they love, and maybe one other one. If you want what I'm having and want to be a guide to show you the way, please call me today and we'll get this journey started. There you go. I did it for you, just like that. Are you feeling encouraged? I hope so. It's not perfect, but it's done, and we can make it better in the 2 weeks to come. How does that feel, Bill? Okay, Pam is telling me that what she was talking about is her pre-offer. And your free offer needs to say who it's for, the problem it solves, and why they can't wait to get it. And it wasn't as intoxicating of a title as it will be when I'm done with it. So engage with me in the Facebook group, and we'll get something done that's even juicier. Elena is really stuck. I changed my focus to parents as a result of a training she's done, and now I realize it's not my focus. I overcame a horrendous childhood, committed myself to personal development, and am now one of the most grounded people I know, and I teach others how to do it. But what do I do? I've changed my website to target parents, but it's anyone who struggled with some of the same things I struggled with, which was everything. Okay. Then this is an important recognition for you that that you are your ideal client and you're helping people overcome, and we have to engage in the Facebook group to help you. You know, getting clarity on who your people are is the single hardest thing there is to do, because if you don't have that, everything sort of gets stuck. So I applaud and celebrate and honor your discomfort, and I just want to encourage you to stick with it so you can get beyond it. If it's not parents, it's people who, I mean, are your people, you haven't identified who your people are, and if it's people who are just like you, if someone has had a horrendous childhood and is ready to write a new story for how life is going to be now that is unfettered by the drama of the past, you can show them the way. Is that true for you? And are you excited about it? We're still excavating for you, Elena, so just stay with it. We'll get there. Okay, Diane says, can my call to action that's paired with positioning videos be simple as enter your information in the form and I'll reach out to set up a strategy consultation with you? Yes, and what can you call your strategy consultation that would be juicier? Because everybody offers a strategy session. You know, what if it's a Nancy Marmolejo had a session called the Quantum Leap Quarter Hour. I have a Build Your Buzz strategy session. What could you call your Feminine Face of Money consultation? Your Money Matters discovery session. Can you speak to the result that's going to happen and give some juice to the name of your session instead of making it generic the way it shows up right now? I think, Diane, that making the Money Matter consultation might be juicier. Just that simple change, putting a results-based title in the name of your consultation, makes it relevant and aligned with the feminine face of money. Jill is very encouraged. Thank you. It feels exciting. A million times better than what I had. Awesome. Okay. So who's feeling brave? Who is feeling brave and loves their story so much that they want the opportunity to speak it aloud from their template so that everyone live on this call and everyone who gets to hear the replay gets to hear it? Do I have anybody that's willing to do that? I'm putting you on the spot, but that's what this is about. It's about getting it done. Who's feeling brave? Oh, I see someone raising their hand, so I'm going to call on you if you're still feeling brave. I think this is Natasha. Is this you?
Natasha? Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I didn't, I think my hand might still be raised from before. I'm not done with my going through the template yet. Otherwise,
okay.
I will totally share.
Well, stick with it, because you'll get another opportunity.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for being here. Okay. All right, so who would like to feel brave and raise their hand and say, I want to read my story aloud? How about you, Carol? Carol Stanley, are you feeling brave? She might be feeling a little bit not so brave. I'm going over to the webcast to see if anybody's there. A lot of people are here. Of course people are here. I'm just going to Q&A now because we are 8 minutes to lift off here. I'm just seeing if anybody is asking a question. So here's my challenge. I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't feel ready. And the real magic happens as we move along, because any day now, you're going to be invited into the private Facebook group, and I would like you to post your best effort draft there so that I can go in and make a comment about it. If you're feeling brave to do that, know that I will share tough love with love if I don't feel you've gotten it right. And if you're not feeling brave, please lurk there and see the comments that I'm sharing with others so you can learn by the example that others are allowing me to demonstrate. I promise you that just like Bob was able to welcome $1,997 in a client because he got into action right away following some magic advice I gave him, that there are people in this group that need you, want you, and want to hire you, that they want to refer you, help you find what you're looking for. introduce you to somebody who can be a champion of your work. So the 87 people who are enrolled in this program, I want you to become new BFFs. I want you to create a thriving community. And I want it to start as soon as possible. So let me recap some learning that we learned today. I know I talked about this in one of the emails that I sent out to the list, but there is a difference between a trust-building story and a client-attracting bio. Both are important. A trust-building story is typically what you share from a stage where you say, today I'm at the peak of my profession, but it wasn't always that way. As a matter of fact, there was this very low point, and by practicing my own advice, I came up to the high point again, and that's why you can trust me to show you the way to the promised land. Lisa Nichols calls that the dip series, where you're at a high point, you dip, and you come right back up. If you speak from stages, teleclasses, and webinars, you need a trust-building story because it helps people feel comfortable that you are their teacher. A client-attracting bio is what we focus on today, which is what is your first written impression that someone will see when they find you so that they know right away that you have the expertise they need, you can help them get to the outcome they want, and there's a call to action to help them find you and get connected with you right away. Both of these things are important. The five-step system I talked to you about showed you the five steps you need to take to get to the promised land, and those five steps were to decide what you need right now, in this case, a client-attracting bio, to reflect on the who, the how, and the wow, like who's your client, what are your stunning results, and what sets you apart to deliver the magic, prove your value and impact in all the ways that we talked about, add your personality, and then prepare the right size story for the right situation. I reinforced throughout the call that specifics are terrific and rarely does generic get the job done. It's important if you want to be found, referred, and hired that you make it easy and clear for even the most 9-year-old person in the world to understand what you do. What I want to set the stage for now is that, yes, the bio matters, but it's just the beginning. I want you to think beyond the book, beyond your one-on-one service or your speech, and I want you to design a pyramid model that has an entry point, a mid-level, and a high point so that you can actually enroll people in the problem-solving solutions that they want to buy to get the benefit or the relief so your profits can escalate as your confidence and everything else in your conviction to grow and serve in the ways that you do grows stronger and stronger. Because once you have a bio that you love, people find you. You know, if you Google business bio expert and you don't even know how to spell my name, and I challenge you to do this, by the way, go to Google and you type in business bio expert. What comes up? I do. There were 24,500,000 results that came up in 0.41 seconds, and I own them, the whole first page. It's me. What if you could own your handle? And the first, when someone looked for Grandpreneur, for example, that Bob's site came up first. I want to teach you how you can create the same kind of easily findable status for yourself. So when people are trying to find you, you come up first, the impression is fabulous, and people are beating a path to your door. This is what it's all about. So when are we meeting again? We are meeting again 1 week from today at noon Pacific time for 2 hours for the Magic Message Lab. And during this live call, you can call in on the web or on the phone, and I am going to provide message magic healing for people who are still stuck and struggling. In addition, I want you to go to the private Facebook page, friend me at facebook.com/Nancy Jessen Personal, and I'll accept your friend request and invite you into the group. And I know Jackie, my amazing virtual assistant, is going to import all the email addresses so we can get you all in there. 87 of you, oh my goodness, what a fabulous, vibrant community. So I want you to show up there because 3 times a day I'm going to go in and make comments and I'm going to help you and you're going to get seen, heard, and helped, which will bring on the upside possibility that you will be compensated as well. Okay. So I know many of you are probably already thinking that you love working with me and you want more. And I want you to just plant a seed that there are ways you can work with me more privately and more completely. And my Get Known to Get Paid private mentoring program is one such opportunity for you to explore. You can go to authenticvisibility.com/private-mentoring-program to read about how I go deep with clients to guide them to the promised land of getting known and getting paid with my unwavering support and championship. A brand new year is waiting for you, and wouldn't it be great if you had a mentor who could work with you one-on-one to guide your journey? I also have a Get Known, Get Paid Jumpstart program that is a shorter duration and is essentially a jumpstart to get you found fast by working one-on-one with me as well. And that's another opportunity for you to consider authenticvisibility.com/jumpstart1014. So let's not worry about that for now. I just want you to know that I'm here for you. I've got two more amazing weeks to support, be in here and celebrate you so you can stand in your value, your truth, and get found by your ideal clients so you can get known and get paid. For today, I want you to know that your story is a living document. You're reinventing from what you used to do to what you're going to be doing. So take a fresh sheet of paper and feel proud of what you're turning into. You'll need to revisit your bio every 6 months as your offerings change or evolve. And I want you to always think about putting wow into the story instead of wallpaper, because the wow is what people buy. The wallpaper is what people ignore. I do not want you to be ignored, not for a moment. I want to thank you all for being live on the call all the way to the end staying with me. Oh, Bob says, today's been a significant day. Your advice and direction is most appreciated, and I want to thank you for your straightforward and honest approach to growing our businesses. Well, thanks, Bob. It's my pleasure. Oh, and Bob Cheatham is on the third page of Google, he says. Carol is happy to share. Oh, good. Terry Holmes, if you want to join the Facebook group, you can go to facebook.com/Nancy Jutton Personal, and you need to friend me on Facebook first, and then I can invite you into the group. Hopefully that is easy for you. Okay. Carol is feeling bold. What a great way to end the call. Carol, you are now live. Use your best presentation skills voice to tell us about your client attracting bio. Please make me proud.
All right. Voice and presentation skills coach Carol Stanley. Your beauty within and the impact you make can shine boldly on stage from the inside out if you just lean into it. Voice and presentation skills coach Carol Stanley guides business owners, aspiring singers, and stage performers to gain confidence, poise, and command over voice, body, mind, and spirit. They transform from unsteady, shaky, and fearful to capable, confident, and compelling presenters who make big impact on audiences large and small. Whether they speak or sing boldly or stand with power and impact without saying a word, these transformed presenters inspire, motivate, lead, and achieve to make the difference they are on the planet to make for the moments that matter the most. Since 1974, Carol has guided hundreds of formerly frustrated clients to step into their own unique brand of stage brilliance. Beloved by many, she is known as a fairy godmother who sprinkles her special magic golden dust of presentation and voice skills to create golden outcomes in the balance sheet and beyond. She is the forthcoming author of Born to be Awesome, a guide to shining with brilliance through the power of God in you, your transformed voice and presentation. Carol comes to her gift and talent to make others stars in their own lives and businesses from her own career on stage. Having modeled fashion clothing on the Seattle area runways for Nordstrom's and Macy's and performed in television and stage performances, including a regular on TBN, Praise the Lord, King Afternoon Talk Show, Female Lead in Music Man, King and I and others, Carol knows the landscape to guide clients to succeed with poise, grace, and ease to make the most of their time to shine. Whether working one-on-one with action-taking clients or leading your popular workshops, one thing is certain, clients rave about the impact Carol delivers in service to their big success. My voice is stronger now, and I feel more confident even at the critical first step onto the stage. The warmth of her encouragement just stays with me. Another one is, Carol's Rock the Stage with Spirit, Body, Soul, and Big Impact workshop focused our group on the important elements of praise and worship, from audience engagement to vocal skills to physically showing up at our best. Is now the time to shine from stage? Is now your time to shine from stage? Carol invites your telephone call today to explore how she can serve you best. And then I give my number and website.
Well, finish your website, Carol, because I think people are going to want to call.
Good. All right. My number is 253-838-3511, and my website is carolstanley.org.
Carol, I think you sound like a total and complete rock star. How did it feel to you to read that out loud?
You know, it felt really good, Nancy. I've been playing with this. And again, for everybody listening, Nancy read my original, and she and I shared a booster shot from Nancy to me, which was nothing short of, she defines the word awesome, in my opinion. It was an amazing experience to go through and help me. I went from fuzzy to clear, and you kept drawing me back to clarity. And I so appreciate that in you. You've helped me more than you can even begin to know. So I deeply appreciate. I love you, Nance.
Thank you.
I'm sending you a big hug because I genuinely do love you. You are a beautiful woman, beautiful human being, and you have been gifted beyond measure, and you are so willing to share it with the rest of us. It just thrills me. It really does. So I love what you did.
Well, Carol, I just think your bio sounds awesome. I'm going to mute the line for a moment and just say, Carol is one of the 13 people that said yes quickly, and I will be getting in touch with those of you who said yes quickly when you invested your $497 into this course so we can schedule your private bio booster shot so I can actually meet with you live on the phone and help you in the manner in which Carol has been supported and seen so that you can feel even better about your amazing investment in this program. Carol, you're awesome. I think you sound great. Please post it to the private Facebook group so people can read even more about you and hopefully engage you and refer you and help other people find you because you are here to do great work in the world. So it is 3:06 and we are 7 minutes delayed for completion, but hopefully it was worth it to you to see, even in an imperfect way, we got to the end of this. Everyone hopefully got their stories done, and Carol is a perfect rock star to demonstrate that she got it done in a world-class way, and Bob even got a client just by following advice. So who's coming with me next week for the Magic Message Lab? I can't wait to have you join me. I want to thank everyone for being here all the way through. Someone's asking, can I listen to this recorded? Absolutely. I will be sending the replay very shortly. Cindy Fleming Alton is saying, wowza, that was awesome, Carol. Already feedback coming in. Awesome. So I feel like we've covered the landscape that we promised. There aren't any other questions waiting to be taken for now, but hopefully you're intoxicated at what you've learned so far and ready to go additional steps with me to complete the next two calls, which will be results-based. The Magic Message Lab is coming to bring in the help, and the BioWell What Now Action session is coming the week after that. Listen to the replays quickly if you are listening, not able to join us live, because I want you to benefit from all the magic that's here to share. My name is Nancy Jutton. I am the business bio expert and the Get Known to Get Paid mentor. It is my pleasure to guide you and the 87 amazing people that are part of this program to a great result. See you here next week. Watch your email for call reminders and call-in instructions. I will see you on the Facebook group. And remember, it's your story. Tell it well. Start today. Bye-bye for now. Thanks, everyone.